performance appraisals. And I'll just say with that, that compensation also affects the water and sewer fund personnel and also the stormwater personnel. Also, as part of the council budget, they decided to provide funding for to some outside agencies, including the Pleasure Island Chamber of Commerce for the concert series of $8,000, $3,300 for the Curie's Christmas show, $2,000 to the KDB Hines Senior Center, $1,000 to the Help Center of Federal Point, $1,000 to the Federal Point Historic Preservation Society, and $1,000 to the Island of Lights. And also mention the general fund debt service. That's approximately $226,500, and that includes payments on the existing loans that the town has, which is primarily Oceanfront Park, town hall renovations, and vehicles and equipment. I'd also mentioned capital outlay in the highlights. That was $342,000. Some of the items I've already mentioned, but some of the others are about $10,000 for fire department equipment, $32,000 for a new police vehicle, which will be obtained using installment financing. I'd mentioned the Dow Chemical intake structure, and then also the underground utilities, which would also be done with installment financing. I'd also on the highlights shown a transfer of $96,000 to the called the Beach Protection Fund. And that's really being established as a reserve fund primarily for beach nourishment expenses, but it can also be used for other beach related items such as, and this isn't even a complete list, but it gives you some ideas, beach access improvements and repairs, dune maintenance, dune plantings, beach protection signage, dune infiltration systems, and the list can keep going, but that's just some, gives you some ideas of what they, which ones could also be used for.
I hope we get the opportunity to see what we can use it for, but I don't think
then also, the budget includes a contingency of $184,000, which is about 4.6% of the budget. The maximum that's allowed is 5%. The thought with the contingency is to provide for unanticipated increases in budgetary needs, and hopefully it'll be an additional source of funds in the event we need to pay all or part of beach nourishment costs. Then I'll just add that the actual operating expense budget is really only increasing 3.2%. Once you take out, you know, all the capital outlay and everything, and all the transfers. This slide, similar to the one I showed for revenue, also shows that the allocation between the different departments, their percentage of the budget, really does not change much. There's some fluctuation based on the degree or amount of capital expenditures in any given year, and then also whether there's any change in budgetary responsibilities. Like for this current fiscal year, recycling was moved from the public works budget to the finance and administration budget. I don't know if anyone has any questions on the general fund. I'll move on to the water and sewer fund. Again, some of the highlights there, no changes to existing water and sewer rates or fees. There's approximately $167,000 included for infrastructure projects. The debt service within the water and sewer fund, a little over $108,000. And that with this one overall, the budget is 3% less than the current year budget. And the primary reason for that is just projecting water and sewer usage at a slightly lower rate than it did for last year. It's kind of the trend after we, I guess some of the increases, conservation has kicked in based upon some of the increases that went into effect this year. So that was one thing we wanted to see happen, and it looks like it's happening to a certain degree. This just is a chart that shows the breakdown of the water and sewer fund revenue, and as you'd expect, water and sewer charges are the bulk of it, about 96% of the revenue. The other item is there's a, on the expense side, a capital expenditure for a new truck of $30,000, so that'll be financed, so it includes a loan for $30,000 as part of the revenue. And then the other revenue as it relates to miscellaneous fees charged within the water and sewer fund. And these percentages are consistent with prior years. On the expense side, again, percentages of the expense budget are consistent from year to year. 1% for the council part of the budget, 2% for legal, 21% for admin and finance, and then 76% for operations. I don't know if anyone has any questions on the water and sewer budget.
Yeah, so the only thing is it won't impact the budget, but we may want to talk about that, the issue that was brought up last month by the citizen, that in the middle of the block, water lines. Sonny and I are looking at that a little bit.
Okay.
So we haven't responded to her yet. She addressed council at the beginning last week, so we still have to address her. It's scheduled for 2014 right now, and we may want to do something down there. Sonny's get the data on how many calls we've got down there. So. Yeah.
Right,
and we will change the budget, but it's just...
Right, and we do have $167,000 for potential projects. I'll move on to the stormwater fund. The highlights there are, again, no proposed changes to the existing stormwater fees. The inclusion of $62,000 for potential infrastructure projects. The debt service within the stormwater fund is about $80,000 a year. We're actually moving one of Sonny's employees, one of the public works guys, is being moved from the general fund to the stormwater fund, and we're doing that because of the volume of the stormwater work that's being performed at this point. So that'll actually have, that means the stormwater fund actually has two employees now. And then overall, the 2014 stormwater budget is about just about 6% greater than the current year budget. This just shows the breakdown of revenue. This one's pretty simple. 87% of the revenue for this fund comes from the monthly stormwater fees, and really the rest of it comes from the stormwater building fees. Interest rates keep dropping or whatever, that interest income does also. So I hate to even put it up there. But
we should start giving student loans.
Yeah.
Says they don't pay back very well.
And then this is the expense side of the stormwater budget, which shows 42% gone to operations, kind of the day-to-day operations, 33% to debt service, and then 25% to potential capital projects. Which is a little bit of a flip-flop from the prior year because of moving that additional employee in here and actually increased the day-to-day operation costs and kind of brought down the amount that we had for infrastructure projects. I don't know if anybody has any questions on stormwater. The others I'll go through a little bit quicker. I just kind of listed out the others, the smaller ones. Like I said, the beach protection is brand new. We'll be funding that with a transfer of $96,000 from the general fund. One thing I will mention, we are going to have to look for future revenue sources for this fund, especially if we needed to build it to the level for a beach renourishment project in 3 years. So depending on what that amount could be, we're going to need a lot more than $96,000 per year. But it's a start. And again, hopefully part of the contingency or all the contingency right. will be left over that then could be moved here also.
Well, I think you did a good job with the budget, right? In our discussions, we don't want to overfund it and say, oh yeah, we don't need your help, but we want to show we're paying attention to it, and I think our strategy with the contingency fund is exactly the right way to go. So we should know more by next year, at the end of the year, and we can move that contingency
right.
into there exactly. to make it better. So you're doing the right thing.
Thank you. Next is the PAL bill fund. That's really an allocation we get from the Department of Transportation, and it's what we consider restricted funds. It can only be used for street related maintenance and repairs, but also some things like sidewalks and some certain types of drainage issues also. And that's a fixed formula from the Department of Transportation. So that actually I estimated at about $60,000, and then again with the interest rates the way they are, about $40,000 of interest. Or $40,000, I wish. $40 of interest rate on that. So that's just $60,040.
Question on those folks.
Sure.
If we don't spend it this year, we still get the money.
Correct.
It just goes into reserve.
Yeah, we actually, right offhand, I can't tell you what the fund balance is, but you know, it kind of builds. I mean, there are requirements that you have to use a certain amount over 10 years, which we never have a problem accomplishing that. So, but yeah, we still keep the money. It just builds as a fund balance.
And so typically, how the department uses that, Sonny waits until he has enough to do a big project, and we address a bunch of street issues at the same time. That's how we've historically used it.
Right.
So that he might wait 3 years and then resurface a huge part of the town. Exactly right. Yes, sir. Because there's economy of scales with asphalt companies and stuff.
Next is the Federal Asset Forfeiture Fund, and that one actually I just set up a couple weeks ago, and actually took money that we had within the general fund that we received for these forfeitures, and kind of segregated it out because it is restricted use funds. And that's actually money that the police department has participated, you know, in federal agency investigations. That's their share of the forfeited assets. But it is very restrictive on how it can be used. Only police-related activities outside of the normal operating budget. So we can't consider those funds when the police department budget is being established. So at this point, I'm just projecting what I call fund balance appropriation, that we're going to use money that we received this year. Some of that will be used next year. It's really hard to predict whether we're going to get any additional funds. Mm-hmm. So that's the $50,000. And then finally, the Sewer Expansion Reserve Fund, that's really purpose for future expansion, construction, repairs of the sewer system. The revenue source for that is user fees on new construction, which is currently $2,500. So that budget is $20,000 of user fees and then $180 of interest income. So that kind of summarizes all the different funds. As I said, everything is balanced. I think we did a thorough review of all the expenditures, tried to use conservative estimates of revenue. I believe it supports the goals the council set, reflects the service that the town or the council wants to provide the town, and also is responsible to needs of the town's residents. I just want to thank everybody that helped in the participating in developing this budget. It was a, as usual, a very interesting challenge. So
80% yours and 20%
ours. Well, everybody, all the department heads have a very significant part in the whole process.
Super job.
Super job. I don't know if anybody has any questions, anything, anything you want to clarify.
One quick question, if I can, is things like room tax, is that part of the $2 million that's in the general fund that comes back to us from the county? Or?
Well, the way that comes back is we estimate what we think we're going to submit for for reimbursement, I guess, from the activities that are considered to be, that are allowed to be paid for using those funds. So the bulk of what we use it for is lifeguard expenses. Because I consider, because that's to help promote tourism or whatever, we're supplying lifeguard services. And then we may use also things like the concert series. We provide $8,000 to the chamber, so that if there's funds available with the TVA, you know, we may submit that also.
So we submit that to the county, and they give us that money. Then
right.
After
yeah,
we have to use it for.
Right. We have to do a formal request and all the supporting documentation and everything.
Okay. I got an education on that one.
They never turn us down. Yeah.
Yeah, we always get all the money that we're allowed.
Yeah,
we make sure, right?
And if we don't use it, if there's something available, it just rolls over into the next year. So it's okay. Not something that we'll lose.
Thank you. That helps.
Any other?
Arlene, you good job.
Yeah, sure.
Thank you. We appreciate it.
Thank you.
So I make a motion we accept the draft budget message ordinance and fee schedule and authorize the town clerk to publicize the required public hearing.
Second. That's for several seconds. All in favor, say aye.
signify by saying aye.
Aye.
All opposed? Thank you. Thanks, Arlen.
You're doing a great job, sir.
Nancy?
Short and sweet. Spending authority for the Parks and Recreation budget. And quickly, at the last meeting, you asked for accounting the Bluefish fundraiser. Arlen put together one. It was in the red front of your agenda packet. Gross revenue so far is $50,280 since we started August 1st. When I say gross revenue, that doesn't account for the actual cost of each fish that we have engraved and installed on the boardwalk. Cost for that so far has been $8,338. Grand opening was $11,554. I want to point out that $1,500 of that was also shared with the street festival. We paid for the sound person and the golf cart and the flyers. We just paid for it out of the Bluefish money rather than take it from general funds. So the actual cost was about $9,500. We purchased license plates for resale out of this because we really didn't have any other fund at that time. License plates were $2,675. To date, we've sold 1,160 in license plates. We also purchased flags for the park, the U.S. state, and the town flags out of this money. A couple of lunches to meet with local agencies, and we're trying to promote the community center and the park and look for collaborative events that we can have down there that don't cost us anything. We paid for to have the paint, the turtle and fish painted, $780. We bought tables and chairs, 10 round tables, 10 long tables, and 100 of the white chairs. That was $5,600. And then we have some other commitments for other fish down there. The asherins that I talked about, the 11 asherins at $3,200. And the Sunday concert series through the end of June is also coming out of the fish. Fundraiser. Out of this bottom, $12,220 remain. $10,000 of that will be appropriated to next year's budget for programs at the park. We have sold all of the swings, the 8 swings. All those have been sponsored. 8 of the 10 benches have been sponsored. And we have 84, I think, fish on the boardwalk itself. So we're hoping with Memorial Day, the official kickoff of summer, that the money keeps coming in. When we were doing the budget, Arlen and I talked about, we have staff, I have a part-time recreation coordinator position in my budget now, and I have a temp position that I'm using for that money, and I asked for a full-time position starting the new budget. Because there's no, or not enough revenue in the Parks and Rec budget, which is probably where it should go, and there's no department head over that budget, staff is in the administration of finance. However, the spending money, the Duke Energy money that Rev Arlen talked about earlier, and the $10,000 Bluefish money to be appropriated is in the Parks and Rec budget. That was initially set up to have a place to book expenses when the Parks and Rec Advisory Board started having bus trips and classes. There's no designated spending authority as such over that. I mean, the committee and Arlen approves a lot of the expenditures, and I do too. But I'm asking for clarification from council moving forward with recreation staff in my department, and I don't have any spending authority over the money for the programs at the park. It's going to make it very cumbersome. If the staff have to go to the committee to get permission to spend money for the program. So somehow that right over my head when we were going through the process. But just to keep me out of hot water, I'm asking for clarification on how you see this working.
I'd make a motion to the town clerk that be the spending authority for the Parks and Rec budget.
Second. All in favor?
Wait a minute. Does this mean you can do expenditures like hiring these bands and buying the chairs and all without going to the Recreation Commission for permission or anything?
It would.
And also good. Council.
Well, every department in the citizen does the same thing for all kinds of stuff. So does the fire chief and the police chief. I mean, I don't think it's big enough. We're going to appoint a finance, I mean, a Parks and Rec staff member.
Well, we're going to have
1.5. Well, then when we hire them, I guess we'll put them there. I guess you're talking about between now and July, right?
No, they won't be there because there's no department head. I mean, staff have to report to a department head.
Right. And so, which department are you going to put
them? As I understand, the money's going into the committee, right? The money's going to be out of the Parks and Rec, correct?
Well, right now, we almost have it set up like it's its own department. Just like we're going to do with, like, legal. We have kind of, you know, it looks, if you look at it on paper, it looks like it's its own department, and we have, you know, budget, you know, supplies, and you know, the work's just like a department. So it's, you know, how has that been working, I guess? You know, for the most part, the biggest things that come out of there are bus trips and other things like that, and paying instructors. That's the way it's been up to this point. So, you know, I think this would just give Nancy that...
Somebody's got to be responsible.
Oversight or whatever of that budget.
Well, I understand somebody has to be responsible.
Right.
I'm also, I mean, you have enough to do without being a recreation director. And I'm wondering if the commission and the staff that'll be here, hopefully, by the middle of the summer, decide Sunday nights they want to have these bands. And you decide you have a different set of bands. Who, you know, who are you working with to decide how that money will be spent before you do a final approval?
If it's between me and the committee only.
Okay.
Yeah, I mean, the committees are guidance, but so there's all kinds of other committees, but either they come to us and we approve it, or a department head approves the spending, right?
Tony comes to us for $400.
Right.
Whatever it's in, whatever they do, we don't care.
Well, actually, we set the committee, that committee budget up differently. So we have, I think, three committees that share one pool of money.
Right.
Parks and Rec, we treat similar to, let's say, the community center.
Right.
In a way, because, again, they have a variety of different items in their budget, you know, telephone, utilities, you know, supplies, maintenance costs.
The biggest
those would just kind of we have kind of pay as they come in, I guess. It's you know what, we're really not going to the community center committee and saying, is it okay to pay your phone bill?
Although by ordinance, the way the community center is set by ordinance, they have authority over the budget that council sets. But it's kind of a hybrid because we get put in position a lot. If they got termites over there or something's broken or whatever, if we get sick or something, that gets booked against their budget. So in a way they're authorizing it, but in a way they're not. And there's usually very little input into what goes into that budget other than what they think they might need for capital improvements. So we have some hybrid type things, like legal and government money. I've kind of always been the one who, when you do your expenses or whatever, you don't have a department head to sign off, so that usually comes to the town clerk. The recreation coordinators are not department heads. Your spending authority is always delegated to your department head.
Well, why don't we just do it? Go ahead, you be in charge, like his promotion, but then you want to say yourself, you can always use the council. You have an expense brought up by the committee, you can use the council to decide, or you can use the council to back you up as to what, you know, if you bring it up, we can make it seem like you do with the other committees.
If it's
you're willing to take the job, you want to take care of it, right? You do want to.
Well, I don't know that want's the right word, but I've kind of dipped myself in hot water to begin with adding the recreation coordinator position. Under my budget for want of anywhere else to put it. Always if it's a question of there's not enough money in the budget or it's for an expenditure that's against any of our ordinances or statutes, then yes, you can, the department head's going to say no, that's not a valid expenditure. Then that's always the option for the committee to come to council and have that overruled. I'm not here to tell Parks and Rec what they can or can't do. I mean, I think we've been working pretty well so far, trying to have a collaborative approach to what we do do at the parks, keeping in mind the guidelines that council has set. But more for things like if they want to do the boogie in the park, do you want that to come back to council to say, yes, you can do that, you can only spend so much? Do you want the department head to say that, and here's revenue, and once this is spent, then that's all the revenue?
I'd like the council some way to be involved, such as, I may not like boogie in the park, and I may convince them to say, well, I'm in the credit. Who's going to make these decisions? You know, I don't think you should be making that decision if we may disagree. That's what you said, you want somebody to back you up, I'll be right with you. You didn't want to be put out there, be completely responsible. So I'm saying somehow we need to get the council involved to back you up.
Nancy's.
So you're not stuck up there.
I think you're referring to the memo I put in there, talking about types of events at the parks and the food trucks and the wine and the alcohol. One of the things, and thank you because I was going to mention that too, direction I've given to Bob and Nikki is that anything that we do at that park during the summer or any time, but particularly during the summer, is to have as little impact to the police, fire, and public works as possible. And ways to do that are to keep the congestion to a minimum, keep it contained to the park itself, not look at road shutdowns, and not look at having to bring the bleachers back and forth. Whoever comes in, like the open market, insists that they take their trash out with them so that public works isn't left with a lot of trash. So in that concept, yes, I'm asking for. We really haven't talked about guidelines and what we will allow down there and what we want. We've talked about certain things for private rentals, but public events and through the summer, this is all going to be an exercise to find out what works down there and what doesn't, pretty much.
Okay, I'm ready to throw the sticker.
Okay. David, you want to start again?
Yeah, I make a motion that we authorize town clerk.
There's a motion on the floor.
Yeah, remaking it's the same one. That we
authorize our tax spending authority over the parks and rec.
That's right. I'll just restate it for everyone else.
And I second it. All in favor, signal by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Thank you, Nancy.
Okay. The adoption of facilities rental policy kind of goes along with the same thing. Prior, we had a policy for rental and community center. Since my staff has taken over the rental book for the community center and for the Ocean Front Park, we've just combined the policy into one that incorporates all of the existing policies at the community center and that council's already established for the park. We did have two changes. We found out through a couple of rentals at the community center with wine and beer that we don't need the liquor liability since we're not. You didn't get liquor, you got general. We only need general because we're only allowing wine and beer. The liquor liability is only if we're allowing anything other than that. So we talked to the community center about that. They're okay, I know. We got some kinks to work out with our rentals at the community center. And then we reviewed it both with the Parks and Rec Committee and with the community center, and we asked for the staff discretion, to waive the minimum hour requirement. We figured if you can rent it for an hour on a Tuesday morning or not, why not rent it for whatever you can rent it for? So those would be the two main changes to that. So I'm just asking you to approve the facilities rental policy.
That was all the changes that the committee asked for?
Yes.
I'll make a motion to accept it.
Second. A motion and a second. All in favor, signal by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Thank you, Nancy.
I have a request, though. Next year, can you get a refrigerator to work?
Yes, sir.
Okay.
Yes, sir. And yes. We're making some other changes.
Is that a community center? I didn't realize there was.
Well, yeah, we have some. We
got some issues.
Live and learn, right? Department head evaluation. That was our first. It's that time again for department head evaluation.
Yes.
You need each liaison prepares your own evaluation for each department head, and then it's discussed in closed session. When would you like to do it? I made recommendations of either June 12th at 5:30 before your public hearing at 6:30, or at 5:30 before your June 18th meeting, or if you have another date.
spending one day or the other, or some of them on the 12th and some of them on the...
Normally you get them done in one day.
Okay, since some of us are going to be busy on the 13th, we may be doing something different on the 12th.
Right.
So
when is...
Could we do it maybe then?
So what's up to you?
Well, I'm just making a... 12th is your budget hearing for the budget public hearing.
Okay.
It's up to you. These were just suggestions.
For some reason, I think the 12th is a bad day.
How long does it take us?
Usually an hour, and if it's longer, you end up doing me last because I'm here anyway, so they're through the whole meeting.
And then the council meeting is the 18th, right?
Right.
Okay.
So the evaluation comes before that.
Can we do it the 18th?
Yeah, can we do it the 18th?
Yeah, can we do it the 18th?
I agree with that.
I think the 18th has it.
That sounds like the winner.
Okay.
Good deal. So that's a motion?
When does it need to start on the 18th?
5:30.
Yeah, make a motion we start department head reviews at 5:30 on June 18th.
Second.
Okay. All in favor? Signify by saying aye. Thank you, Nancy.
Okay, one more thing and I want to leave you one. We got a request for a half marathon, October 6th, BTR Management, Butch Robertson. The marathon starts and ends and is staged in Carolina Beach.
Yep.
So our only impact is that they actually run through Curie Beach, down Dow, Settlers, and Mackerel. Yep. We're asking for approval from council to request the road closing for Dow, Settlers, and Mackerel from 7:30 a.m. to 10:30 a.m. on the 6th.
They're doing it on Sunday?
Yes.
Did they say what time?
It's 8 to 10 is the actual rate.
It's not what time to
do. Make a motion.
Make a motion we approve.
Second.
All in favor, signal by saying aye.
Thank you. Can you send that one out on the email distribution?
Building department?
No.
Fire department?
No.
Police department?
No.
Public works?
No.
Okay, discussion and consideration of old business. Determination of hours of operation of the restroom at the Ocean Front Park between Monday, May 28th, the day after Memorial Day, was tabled from the April meeting.
Yes, I didn't have any more input, so I think from at least the public works director, he's fine with what Nancy proposed.
Okay.
Since he didn't come, he can deal with it.
So there's no call. I have public works guys available on Thanksgiving, Thursday and Friday. Because it'll be open. And somebody's going to have to go to work.
Yeah, so he has people that have to do water checks on Thursday and Friday. You have to do chlorine checks.
Mm-hmm.
And he has to check on other stuff.
Okay.
I'm sure he'll work with the police chief to work it out. So that he doesn't get hooked.
There's somebody here, yeah.
Okay.
So do we need a motion for the rest of the dates, Nancy? Because I don't have them written down in front of me.
The only thing you did at the last meeting, I think, was 8 to 5 through a day before Memorial Day.
But they were in your last...
Yeah, and
I don't think
they're in this one. I think it was 8 to maybe 9 p.m.
So I make a motion
Memorial
to approve them as we're in the last last month's meeting minutes for the full year.
Second. All in favor, signal by saying aye. Thank you. Update on the Curie Beach Triathlon and Mr. Tabor.
Okay, so the break even for the triathlon with the fire department and Step Up for Soldiers is 178 people registered. Right now they have, I think, 64, including one paraplegic, which is really good. We've communicated with Sunny Point and they're fine with the road closure, so everything looks good. It looks like it's gonna be a good event, maybe a little smaller than last year. Mr. Scott, I guess tomorrow, is gonna put out what he's doing the same weekend. I don't know exactly what that is, but it'll be fine. And I think it's given our assistant chief Ed Kennedy some good experience on working with volunteer stuff, which I think is good exposure for him. grooming him for the future, and it supports a good cause to step up for soldiers. So I think it looks like it's going to be a good event. Hopefully some people will come out and run. All you guys are invited to register.
We'll watch.
Just run with me. Everyone wants to swim with me.
My wife.
There you go. Get your wife to do it. Tell her we need some more people. That's all I have.
Thank you. Update on critical habitat for lobby-headed turtles with an aspect. There you go. Ms. Swanson.
Okay. I hope all of you saw the letter that Nancy received from the gentleman that was in charge up with the Wildlife Association up there, that we did send a letter to him, which I think all of you also received a copy of, and requested a public hearing. And I think he at first said that Topsail and Harry Beach had requested a public hearing, and he tried to find somewhere in between, and then they came back. Probably noticed that a few other towns around here requested also. But the one thing was, all of us requested an economic analysis of what the economic impact would be on doing what they proposed to do, and they have decided to try to put that together by the middle of the summer and not hold the public hearing until after that's published. And I would really like to encourage everybody on this island to go to that. And I found it interesting. I put it on Facebook for any of you who are interested, but there was an article in the Smithsonian this month from a gentleman about this critical habitat designation, this having to do with birds in another location, and how the designation of this is really, really bogging down the Wildlife Commission because it's so extremely bureaucratically involved. And I just thought that was interesting that another group of people dealing with similar type wildlife are having the same issues we're having. So I appreciate the Island Gazette and the excellent article they did to really explain this in detail, and I hope when the public hearing comes out that they'll help us in advertising that. Any questions?
Nope, I'm great now.
Okay, on to the Bill 58. This has to do with the inlets. It's a state, and again, Senator Brown from over there in Onslow County, he has a second groupie here. He put the bill in to increase the fees for boats, and then after everybody went crazy, it was redone to decrease those fees to something a little more reasonable, but that a huge percentage of them would go to inlet dredging, but they did change it from 8 feet to 14 feet so that it now includes the one up there where Bonner Bridge is, but apparently nobody seems to think that will be a problem. It's mainly getting it passed. It passed the third vote in the Senate on May the 6th, and it went over to the House and passed the first vote on May the 8th and was sent to the Agricultural Committee, the Commerce Committee. And if it passes the Commerce Committee, it'll go to Finance and then come up again, hopefully on the floor for its second and third vote. So I think the fact that it passed the Senate in time, everybody was excited about. We did send out postcards for those of you who may not have seen them. I think Nancy may have some extra ones if you're interested. But we sent them to all property owners for Curie Beach and Carolina Beach, since identical ones there. Jim has one, so we'd be glad to pass around. Property owners that live elsewhere in the state, asking them to please contact their legislators and help, support this, help to support this bill. And I gave copies of this to the guys at our Carolina Beach Inlet Association, and they absolutely loved it. They said to tell all of you thank you very, very much. They think Carrie Beach and Carolyn Beach for doing that. So feel very good about that. And if that passes, then maybe we won't have to worry about that $15 every 12 months or 6 months. But if you're looking at the critical habitat thing, you must remember one of the things that they have proposed really regulating and doing away with is any dredging of the inlets during turtle season, which could be very, very difficult. So keep the two in mind. Thank you.
On another note along this line, they did the crossover for the Act to Amend Marine Fisheries Laws and Amend Laws Governing Construction of Terminal Groins, Amend Camel Permitting Laws, and Clarify that cities and counties may enforce ordinances within the state public trust areas. So that one's on the way. So it'll be easier on us if they pass it.
How will it be easy? You mean because we'll be able to easier build groins?
Yes.
Well, then when the critical habitat thing comes back, they don't allow us to have any groins at all here to Arkansas. They just have to be subject to Arkansas.
All right. All right, Ms. Kimberly, you want to talk about the flagpole?
Yes. Island Women's been working with a horticulturalist who designs areas and raises native plants, and he's been out here a couple of times working with the Island Women on a design around the flagpole, and he's been in contact with Sunny on some of the revisions to the sprinkler system. And as soon as Sunny finds time to come and work with us one day, it will be taken care of. Meanwhile, I would like to request $300 from the committee budget to help pay for some of the plants.
There's no money left.
I know that now. So,
do we know what you're going to plant out there yet?
Yes, we do. And they're all native plants, and Island Women have agreed to weed it and look after the watering and take care of it. So the Public Works Department hopefully will not have to.
Do I have a motion?
Are all the plants sustainable year-round, or is it, or do they die off
their replant?
No, they're perennial with one exception. Cone flowers, are they annuals?
Yes. Annuals do away.
So, other than that, they all should be perennials or bushes or shrubs or.
So since we've no money.
No big trees.
That is your going to money or what?
Yeah, we can value money, or we can wait till July 1st.
Can you guys find $300 for me?
I could try. I can right offhand, I can't say where it's going to come from. I mean, this is where we're getting into kind of the tightest time, I guess, with.
Right.
Can it come from us?
What's
that?
When do you
need
it? Well, sometime in the next 2 weeks.
Yeah, I think the way you did the last one is the right way to do it. Yeah. Giving direction and flexibility with the motion. Right? So make a motion that we let the finance director on the money start with Public Works and then down to the contingency fund if necessary to upgrade the flagpoles. That's my motion.
Second. All right. I have a motion and a second. All in favor, signal by saying aye.
Aye. Thank you.
Discussion and consideration of new business. I guess we've already done number one.
Yeah.
And number two is probably for David and myself and Arlen. They want to set up first meeting here in the next couple of weeks since we're out of the budget. We're mainly over the budget.
Yep.
So if you'll check your schedule, then I'll call Caroline in Wrightsville Beach.
Do they have any ideas on Wednesday?
No, it's up to us right now. So.
I mean, anytime next week can be good, either early morning or late afternoon. Whatever's better with you and Arlen, I guess. I just need some time to move work around. I'm flying out tomorrow morning, won't be back until Thursday night, so it can't be this week.
No. Okay. All right. I'll call them and we'll set it up.
Yeah, you just email me or text me and we'll work it out. Make a motion to adjourn.
Anything else to come forward this week?
Till May 4.
I have a
motion
to adjourn. Do I have a second? You don't. Do I have a
second?
All in favor, signal by saying aye.
Steve, we're losing our Dutch.